This is a special add-on report, kind of like a sidebar, for surviving the global reset. And it's about shotguns versus rifles, and why you shouldn't rely on a shotgun to do much for you when it comes to this, you know, apocalypse, collapse, zombie assault, whatever. Shotguns are not very effective compared to rifles for lots of reasons, but the most important reason is that they hold very few rounds. Very few rounds. And now I know people like shotguns because they say, well, I don't have to aim that accurately. It's, as Bill Burr said, the comedian, it's got a nice spread. It's got a spread. Well, if you're not good at aiming at what you're shooting at, you probably shouldn't have any gun. So this idea that you can be way off and then shoot a shotgun round and then hit your intended target, that's nonsense. If it was your intended target, you should be pointing at it. And by the way, a spread on shotgun rounds isn't as much as you would think. It's not like a 20-degree spread at all. It's more like maybe a 2-degree spread or something. It's very narrow. Unless your target's really far away, you don't really have that much spread. Shotguns are not more effective at causing trauma in, you know, someone who's trying to attack you and you're trying to defend yourself than compared to rifles. You know, rifles actually get the job done better. And more importantly, a standard AR-15 rifle holding a magazine has a 30-round mag. Now, would you rather have a 5-round shotgun or a 30-round AR? I don't know about you. I'd much rather have the 30-round AR because also, when you run out of rounds, you ever tried to reload a shotgun in the middle of combat while you're being shot at? It's not really doable. It's very, very slow. But you can reload a magazine into an AR in the same time that it takes somebody to load one round into a shotgun. And then from that new magazine in the AR, you've got 30 more rounds, or really you should load them only to 28. So you've got 28 more rounds. I'd rather have 28 new rounds than one new shotgun shell. And this is especially important when you realize that the zombie mobs will probably be groups of people. It's very unlikely you're going to be attacked by one person in this zombie collapse scenario. You know, in the old days when maybe there was a home invasion person, a thief, who would sneak from home to home at night stealing jewelry and whatever, yeah, shotgun might have been okay. You're only facing one guy. But that's not the scenario now. Now it's a zombie mob. It's masses of people. It's going to be groups. You're going to need to be able to engage a lot more than one person. You might need to engage 20 people. How are you going to engage 20 people with a shotgun? Really can't be done. But you can engage 20 people with a rifle. You can do it very effectively. In fact, with a little bit of training, you could take out 20 people in, frankly, about 5 seconds. It's not a joke. Or maybe 10 seconds. Maybe if you really take your time aiming, 20 seconds. But with a shotgun, it would take a lot longer than that. And they would overrun you and kill you before you had a chance to reload. The other thing is, I recommend having an AR-15 rifle as your primary weapon and a pistol as your secondary. And a pistol, such as a SIG or a Glock or something like that, should probably have maybe around 20 rounds in it as well. So if you're in a hurry and you can't reload after you've shot 28 rounds out of your rifle, you could transition to your pistol and you'd have another 20 rounds. And maybe during that time, you might find some cover and find a spare mag for your rifle, get your rifle back up and running, and then you're back in the game with your rifle. Shotguns are not really part of the solution. Let's talk about range. What's the range of a shotgun? I don't know, typically 50, 75 yards, maybe, possibly 100 yards. But it certainly isn't a long-range gun, whereas a standard AR-15 rifle can shoot very effectively out to 300 yards, and it can even shoot semi-effectively out to 600 if you know your ballistic holds. You can't shoot a shotgun 300 yards. Certainly not 600 yards, and shotguns just don't have the accuracy and, you know, the punch in a large number of rounds that an AR-15 has. So if you think about it, someone who is poorly equipped in terms of firearms might have a shotgun and a revolver. Revolvers are not very accurate, by the way. Little snub-nose revolvers, like a 2.5-inch barrel maybe, a little J-frame handle, hard to shoot accurately. They kick like crazy. They hurt your hand, and they jump around a lot. Shotgun and revolver, not a good combination for surviving the global reset. You'd rather have an AR-15 and a pistol, you know, a semi-auto pistol, like a Glock. Now, the other thing I want to mention about this, since we are talking about scenarios where you might be in a gunfight for your life, here's what's actually quite shocking to a lot of people. Most people miss all the time. In gunfights, they miss and they miss and they miss and they miss and they miss. Even cops miss all the time. Your average New York City cop is more likely to shoot some innocent bystander than the actual perp that they're aiming for. Cops miss, civilians miss, soldiers don't miss as much, you know, because they're trained. But people miss. And if you're in a gunfight, you can survive taking rounds all around you. You can survive being shot at, even by a large number of people. Now, they might get lucky and hit you, but in the meantime, if you are focused and calm and have some experience and you're acquiring them and taking them out one by one, you can win just because you're more accurate. Most people miss all the time. People don't know how to shoot, especially criminals, especially zombies. They don't know how to shoot. You know, your average city dweller, which is really the zombies to be, your average city dweller doesn't know what to do with a gun at all. They've never used a gun, even if they pick one up and they think they can point it and pull a trigger. Their chances of hitting you are very, very slim. And now their chances of hitting everything else are very high. They'll shoot up a building, they'll shoot up a car, might hit some people 100 yards behind you, but they're very unlikely to hit you, especially if you're moving. You know, hitting moving targets is very, very difficult. So if you're not standing in one place, you know, like a moron, if you're moving around, seeking cover, ducking, maneuvering, then it's almost impossible for them to hit you, someone who's inexperienced. They have no clue what they're doing. But if you have some experience and you can maintain a sense of calm, even though your heart's racing, your adrenaline's pumping, but because you've gone through the practice of this 100 times, the bang of the rifle doesn't freak you out. You know, the hand actions are well practiced and smooth. You don't have to think about what you're doing to reload. Your muscle memory just does it for you. That's the point of practicing, is so that when you are engaged in an actual gunfight, you can maintain the presence of mind to focus and put rounds on target with deliberation. That's what's going to win the fight. And especially at long range, you have an extreme advantage. Most people really can't hit anything other than what's just in the crosshairs. You know, a lot of people can pick up a rifle and aim the crosshairs at something and pull the trigger, and they might be able to hit something with a rifle. But you put them 300 yards out, they have no clue where to aim. They really don't know. Unless they're lucky enough that their rifle was sighted in at, you know, 25 yards/325, where the bullet crosses the crosshairs at both of those distances, you know, or a 50-yard sight in, for example, the bullet would cross again further down. And they might get lucky, but chances are they're not going to be able to hit you very effectively. So the point of practice is to be able to control your emotions, not just the skills, to be able to control your presence of mind so that you can make deliberate shots without freaking out. And that will win the gunfight.